Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hello and welcome to another episode of Musicals Taught Me Everything I Know. This is the show where we talk about musicals and the lessons that they teach us. We are going to look at something really cool today. I'm very excited about today's episode. Too excited. Am I too excited?
Too excited to introduce anyone else.
My name is Miranda Selwood. I will be taking you through the episode today. I'm sorry about that ahead of time. With me at the table,
I'm Zancy Weber.
Julie Eisentrager.
And we have a special guest. First time caller, long time listener. It is?
Tim Gorn.
It's Tim Gorn. Welcome to the show. How are you?
I am quite well. How are you?
I'm excited to talk about this show because I think it's going to be an interesting episode. And I'm all for that.
Correct. That is correct.
But before we talk about the show that you've brought us today, we're going to talk about you.
Oh, dear. Okay.
Yeah, we've all come together and we just really need to tell you something.
Oh, dear.
We like you a lot.
Well, thank you.
But we like our audience to know more about you so they can love you just as much as we do. Tim, are you ready for the Getting to Know You quiz?
Yes.
It was relatively normal today.
Thank you.
A little understated.
Yeah, well, just, you know, slip it in.
All right.
Which musical character would other people compare you to?
I personally don't have much of a clue, but I've been told I'm kind of like Cogsworth or the Baker. I don't know. That's the closest.
Ooh, you'd be a delightful Cogsworth.
Oh, thank you.
What was the second one? The Baker?
Yes.
Into the Woods?
Yes.
I mean, I could see you with bread.
Oh, okay. Oh, thank you. Good.
Which musical character would you like other people to compare you to?
I would like to be compared to Mr. Mistopheles because he shows up, he solves a problem, he leaves, and he doesn't say a word. And that's amazing.
Amazing?
Yes.
The magical Mr. Mistopheles.
Exactly. Minus all the dancing and the flourish. But he shows up, solves the problem, and then leaves. And that's great.
All right. I think that's probably the first time we've ever had an answer from Cats.
It's probably the last time.
It might be. Okay, what's your dream role? Mr. Mistopheles from Cats, obviously.
Absolutely. Well, I don't do much performing. I do a lot more backstage stuff. So my dream role would be to work on the production side of probably Les Mis. I've kind of done that already. So if that came around again, I'd aim to work further up the chain, I guess.
Do you have
how far up the chain?
Giant ideas about how to do Les Mis in an interesting way?
Is it going to be the best revolve ever?
Like, do you want to do like
well, no, you would
bring
not
back the revolve.
Oh, God.
No, yeah, we didn't.
No. An all aerial Les Mis?
Oh, God, no.
Yeah.
No. Oh, no. The logistics
I'm sorry.
Of that. No.
I'm sorry. I ruined everything.
Dun, dun, dun.
I thoroughly believe.
No. Fly in instead of
the
being
only
assembled.
The only person that flies is Chevet.
Oh yeah, because so he could head upward instead of forward. I am flying,
but really fast though, like ridiculously fast.
Okay, so just have a ripcord on a man.
Are we talking production design or lighting or?
Lighting. Yeah, probably
lighting.
From that.
Can I make a personal request, Tim?
You may.
I would just like to be able to see the actors, if at all possible. My one thing with the latest production that has come through, when we saw it on Broadway, when I saw it, I wanted to be able to actually see it. And it was so dark.
I'll buy you a follow spot, and you can follow whatever action you
just
want.
Just wherever Miranda is looking.
Yeah.
Yeah, just with tracking technology.
Oh, the technology involved in that would be, wow.
It's not too different to what they use on King Kong, so it should be fine.
Okay, all right. I could just get one of those like miner's helmets with a light.
Correct, and there's been whole shows done that have been lit only with that, so the audience chooses what parts of the show they see.
Huh.
It's really cool and edgy, and it doesn't sell many tickets for that exact reason.
So there's not a lot of light because there's only one guy. Correct. Yeah, okay. All right, let's move on. What is your favourite Sondheim show?
Todd.
Sweeney.
Sweeney Todd.
Sweeney.
There it goes.
Every time. And again, is this from a production design perspective, or you just enjoy the show?
It's a show that I just enjoy. I've worked on a couple of versions of it, and it's just visually, they're always quite interesting. They're never boring, and the music's nice as well. And I enjoy that. Yeah,
good. I tick your answer.
Well, thank you.
Yes. Yes.
I approve of your approval of Sondheim.
It was also my answer, but not Miranda's?
Oh, it's up there.
I think you said Into the Woods. I think you said Gypsy. Oh, no, you did.
I said Sweeney Todd.
Yeah. That's defensible. Yeah,
yeah, thank you. What is your go-to shower song?
Candy Store from Heathers.
Yes.
Okay.
I really enjoy that.
Yeah. I mean, who doesn't love being a bitch? And that's the song about being a bitch.
Yeah, it's... Yeah.
It does sound like something I would enjoy doing.
And it's really close to 2 minutes, so you don't waste water.
So it's a way of timing your shower.
Not quite, but you get the idea. Yeah.
The environment, thank you.
But when it comes to brushing your teeth, you need a longer song.
Oh, yeah. Oh.
Look down from Les Mis.
Just the entire Les Mis soundtrack. That's good brushing, isn't it? Okay, here we go. Are you ready?
Yes.
Are you ready to delete a musical from existence?
Yes.
It's gone. It will never have existed.
Oh, please.
No one will ever know that it was ever a thing.
Yes.
He's so ready. He's itching to delete it.
I'm not ready. I'm not ready. I'm never ready. What is it?
I'd like to preface this by just saying that nearly all musicals have one moment that is worth saving, but Love Never Dies needs to die.
Oh, thank you so much.
Boom, boom, boom. Yeah. Dead again.
Yeah. Yeah.
I reckon that's at least three.
It's coming. Like, between Phantom and Love Never Dies, the numbers are ramping up.
I killed Phantom.
Okay. I can see that. I
killed Phantom because people call it an opera and it's not.
Oh, no.
That's why I killed it.
No, it's not. It's done in the side of it. Yeah.
All right.
But Love Never Dies, very few justifiable things to keep about.
Till I Hear You Sing is worth keeping just because that song alone is... It's kind of...
Can we just take that song and put it in original Phantom,
yeah,
though? Because that needs a bit of a mix-up, like doesn't it?
Kind of is. It's
done
just
it.
Called
done it though.
Something else.
Done it though.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Well, let's take a break so I can stop doing this voice and then we'll come back and talk.
Okay.
Hey, Tim.
Yes, Miranda.
What show did you bring us today?
Starlight Express.
Starlight Express!
No, oh, gosh.
Now, the three hosts...
So excited.
...have very different reactions to hearing the word Starlight Express.
You know what? I love the concept of Starlight Express.
Mm.
That wasn't even me. That was Tim. Tim did that.
Yeah.
I don't have any nostalgia for this show because I only learned of the show like well into my musical theatre career.
Do you have a degree?
No, I do not. Absolutely not. I'm the most unqualified person in the world.
He printed it out on his own.
Right, cool.
Hey, can we just do that?
I mean,
I don't need to. I've got a real one.
Okay, can I photocopy yours and change the name?
Technically.
Mine has a crease in it.
Oh.
So it's a long story.
This is fun content, though. So the idea of a whole show on roller skates just seems painful.
Fantastic.
To me. It's like, oh, I don't want to be in that or direct that because everyone's going to die.
No.
everyone.
No, that'd be fine. She'd
I
be
cannot
right.
believe that there is single cast that has survived this show.
And there's become very famous from it.
Yeah, look, fair enough. And like Andrew Lloyd Webber, it's not hard to listen to.
No. Well, some parts are quite hard. But generally most of the songs you're able to go, oh yeah, this is a song, it exists, it feels nice, it's happy, it ticks a box, cool.
Mm. It's not amazing music, but it's very accessible and it is very much of its time.
Oh God,
it has
yes.
that real sort of
yes.
early 80s.
That's the point I'm going to talk at
least. Yeah, oh, I'm going to yes. stop talking and let Tim
do the
talking.
No, you were saying the hosts all had three different reactions.
Yeah, so I'm quite a reluctant listener to Starlight Express.
Understandable.
I very rarely listen to songs from Starlight Express. Miranda got quite excited.
Just because I think it's an interesting show to talk about.
And Julie.
Yeah.
How did you react to hearing about Starlight Express?
I don't remember. Refresh me. How did I react?
You're like, all right.
Yeah. There's one song in it that I use as a audition piece.
Really?
Mm-hmm. And it's not what you'd think it is.
Oh, dear. Oh, wait. Okay. So it's not uncoupled.
No.
It can't be. It's not a lot of locomotion?
No.
Oh, my God.
Pumping iron?
Good look.
No.
Freight. Is it freight?
It's not freight. Wait.
AC/DC.
I'm also surprised no one has said what I thought you would all say.
Laughing stock.
No.
One rock and roll too many.
Okay. It's a very short song and that's why it's easy to take 32 bars from it. Okay.
Only he.
I'm the starlight.
Not only he, not I'm the starlight.
He whistled at me.
I'm just
listening.
Listing.
Just listening.
There's me.
Oh, that's what I was about
that
to say.
That is a song I really want to talk about because I really like that song, how it's used in the show, how it goes with that character, and the reprise of it is especially good.
That's, yeah, and it's teeny tiny, so you can just go 32 bars. Correct. Oh, that's almost the entire song, so great.
Yeah.
A lot of numbers in the show are quite short.
Yes.
Lots of little character moments.
Yeah.
And then a lot of sort of linking odd bits.
Yes. So there's a lot of I described it before we started as kind of like Cats but with trains a bit in that
Cats.
Yeah, in that in Cats there's a lot of songs that are just here is this character and here is their character song. And in Starlight there's a lot of here is this character and here is their character song. Like
but there's a little bit more of a through line.
Oh, God, yes. Yeah. There's an actual plot with a complication and a resolution and awful morals and values and,
awful morals and values.
Oh, yeah, it's awful. Oh, it does awful things to some of the characters and, yeah. It's also, if I can use the term, getting crap past the radar, it gets so much past the radar.
Yes.
There is a truckload.
And you know why.
Or a train load, perhaps.
Please, let's try to keep this on the rails.
Do you want to start at the beginning?
This is what I was worried about, Tim.
Okay, all right.
Puns.
Oh, no, you go.
No.
You tell us all about it.
Okay, so Starlight Express, it's an Andrew Lloyd Webber creation. The music was by Andrew Lloyd Webber, the lyrics by Richard Stilgo. The other notable person is the choreographer, Arlene Phillips. She's done Grease, Saturday Night Fever, and We Will Rock You.
Oh, man. that is a resume.
Look, the choreo in those are not terrible.
Yes.
Yeah, but you did agree to do them, so there's that.
Money's money.
Work. Yeah, and it's work on
you know
Broadway.
What? If you told me I could go into any of the shows on Broadway, I'd probably do it.
Of course you would.
Absolutely.
If they went, Julie, Starlight Express, would you? I'd go, yes.
Can you roller skate?
No.
Okay.
And
we'll work on it.
My arthritic knees probably wouldn't let me, but I'll do it.
So those last two shows, We Will Rock You, what was the other one?
Saturday Night Fever.
Are fairly recent compared to...
Correct. Yes, she's still practicing.
Wow.
So, yeah.
She'll get it right soon.
Yes. I think she's a judge on some British talent show at the moment, I think. Or that had been a few years ago. Anyway, the musical came about, it's kind of a mix of Andrew Lloyd Webber approached the creator of Thomas the Tank Engine to create kind of an animated show about that. And through a series of like events, which I won't bore you with here. But
please bore us. Please bore us. That's what we're here for.
Well, that's what Miranda's usually here for.
Well, the short version is it's a mix of Thomas the Tank Engine meets Cinderella meets a single called Engine of Love. And those three. Engine of Love.
Is this an actual like pop chart single?
It almost was, kind almost of. Was. Yes. It had a little moment and then it appears in some versions of the show and not in others, but yeah. So those three things merged and Andrew Lloyd Webber and stirred it all in. And this in 1984, Starlight Express came about.
No aspersions being cast.
Mm-hmm.
Andrew Lloyd Webber took a whole bunch of different elements from different texts, put them all into one.
What?
And sold it.
I have never heard him to do that.
Hold on.
He had help.
He did have help. I didn't pick it, but it makes total sense that Yazbek helped on this because listening to it, you can hear the Yazbek influence in that kind of some of the weird lyrics that get thrown about.
Yes.
Please put Yazbek in context for me.
Yazbek.
So he has done a lot of weird concept albums, which is what I mostly know him from. But he's done the Full Monty, Dirty Rotten Scoundrels, Women on the Verge of a Nervous Breakdown, and The Band's Visit from 2017.
Again, this is all really recent stuff compared to Starlight Express.
Does Women on the Verge of a Nervous Breakdown sound like something that both Miranda and I would be cast in?
You would both be great in it. Yes, I will say that. But yeah,
life imitates art. Anyway, back to Starlight Express.
Yes. So the production premiered in 1984 in the Apollo Victorian Theatre in the US. It reached Broadway in 1987, had a 2-year run to 1989, and it has won a Tony.
Singular Tony.
Yes, this is a Tony Award-winning musical.
A Tony.
For costume design. Which
honestly, that's fair, what though. You would expect, yes, though.
At least that one. If you've seen any photos of the costumes, it's amazing. They're so bizarre and out there. Like one of the main villains has a huge blue and red mohawk. It's just, it's really, really out there. There's been a couple of other touring productions around the world. It came out to Australia in, I think, the very late 80s, 1988, I was told. I have a friend who worked on that production, and he told me a few cool stories. But the one that's really worth noting is in Germany. Yeah, yeah. You know it's
coming. Those Germans.
There's,
what about us?
So... In 1988, they premiered a version in a purpose-built theatre.
Oh, wait. Oh,
so it's a purpose-built theatre for this show, and it's still running today.
It hasn't stopped.
Guys!
But also it had like over 7,000 shows in the UK.
Yeah.
Like it was kept running.
Yes. Pop on a flight. Let's go to Bochum, Germany.
Mm.
Let's Bochum. Do it. Bochum.
Okay, so we're going to Germany to see Starlight Express.
Yeah.
In its purpose-built theatre.
Yeah, why not? Yeah.
So the purpose-built theatre would have, the set usually has a lot of ramps and things
correct.
In it.
So
because that makes the rolling look really cool and exactly. It makes them move really fast because they come flying onto the stage. How do they stop them from flying off the stage?
They don't.
Yes. So there's, there's a few little crash rails around the side, but in sort of toward the center of the downstage, there's these two little pods where audience members can sit in and high five performers as they race by. Yeah, like the performers
are right
here. I would just
be really scared of someone rolling off that stage into my lap.
I wouldn't be.
Happened.
Wink.
Yeah, you really got to announce the winks, Julie.
No, you don't. They can hear them.
So yeah, because no, like it had Cats like success in the UK because Cats ran for some obnoxiously long period on Broadway, and Starlight Express ran for I can't remember. It was 7,000 over 7,000 performances in the UK.
Yeah.
So never can pick them.
Yeah.
It ran a long time on Broadway too.
Not that long.
It was only 2 years, wasn't it?
2 years, yeah.
That's a while. It's longer than any of us have been on Broadway.
7,000 productions.
Yeah.
That's okay.
Considerably more. Yeah, so I guess the plot of the show, if you really want a blow-by-blow account, go find the Wikipedia article. But the short version is there is a steam train. He wants to win a race. His two main opponents are a diesel train and an electric train. And to compete in the race, you have to have a racing partner.
You have to have a carriage. Yes. So all the boys are engines.
And all the girls...
are carriages.
Yes. Ew!
Yes.
Wait, no, okay. So train-wise...
let's have a think about how trains work.
Train-wise, wouldn't the engine technically... Oh, yeah, no. I've answered my own question. I'm going to... No, that's not a sentence engine, I want to finish.
So the engine couples well done, up Julie. To the carriage.
Yeah, I'm on it now.
Yeah. So mechanically, it works
mechanically,
out.
This is correct.
Yeah.
But also, can we just take a moment to say usually trains have one engine and numerous carriages?
Several.
Correct. In the production, all the engines are male. The carriages are a mix of male and female.
Shocking.
Yes, I know. And later productions have since changed the gender on a few of the engines and changed the gender on a few of the carriages, which is fine.
Mixing it up.
Yeah, exactly. Because otherwise it just turns into a big, hey, girl, if you want to succeed, attach yourself to one of these boys and they'll drag you across the line. And that doesn't feel too nice at all.
I'm into it.
Thanks, Andrew.
Oh, good. Right. There's...
Sorry to interrupt. Thomas the Tank Engine. In that show, are all the engines boys?
No, there's a couple.
Yeah.
There's a couple of female engines from memory, but the
but
bulk
are they
of the
recent editions.
They are recent.
What but I really
also,
want to
also
know.
Aren't the carriages all boys
Annie
as
and
well?
Clarabelle? No.
No, like the grumpy the like
in Starlight?
No, in Thomas the Tank Engine.
It's not Gordon. The
trucks are all like, I'll push them off the rails.
So it's not wholesale plucked from Thomas. No, like it's not Thomas the Tank Engine's influence that has this gender disparity.
Right. I mean, I am sad that Ringo Starr didn't come across to that project. I would love to see Ringo Starr on a pair of roller skates as a train. Yeah. You can't tell
me you
wouldn't.
I mean, when you put it like that.
Absolutely. So there's these three main, they're the three sort of character engines that you follow. There's a heap of other multinational trains. They're all called things like Nintendo, Sakamoto. It's really culturally sensitive names on all of them.
They just want to make it really obvious.
Yes. Well, yeah.
Just yeah.
And so...
ease of understanding.
But basically, if you want a race, you have to have a carriage. And part of the plot is of the trains trying to find a racing partner. The carriages have kind of a little subplot of like Pearl wants to be with the fastest one or the... Or the best, and she has a song, a lot of locomotion about how she's going to try them all until she finds the one. Lot of locomotion.
Don't worry, there's no subtext here.
No. It is exactly what
it
means.
Yeah. This way.
Oh no, so you're Julie. You didn't understand the metaphor.
I knew the metaphor, guys.
So that whole song, lot of locomotion, is
just gonna try out all. The engines it's, until I find
it's
not the best one.
Welcome.
There's a like another carriage that says like come and bite my burgers. I'm hot and cheap and quick. Like
that would be Dinah, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I correct. Love Dinah.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. It's, I think.
The Dinah carriage.
Most of my exposure to this was when I was fairly young, like, you know, sort of.
And when you're young, you focus on the trains and races.
Well, it's like, it's, oh, it's cute because she's a diner and she's talking about, she's making lots of food jokes.
Yeah. Yeah. I think I could.
Not really thinking about it on that level.
Like pies? Yeah, I've been there before.
It's a metaphor, Julie.
Yeah, I think I got the name wrong there. It's, I think, Ashley or Buffy. That's the one about the burgers. Dine has the dining car. It's a whole other thing.
Yeah, yeah.
Are you Buffy the buffet car?
Yes.
Dinah the dining car. A sweet and lovable dining car.
Yeah. Ashley the smoking car and Pearl the...
Is the observation car.
Yes.
Ashley so does sound like a smoking car, doesn't it?
Ash.
Duvet, the sleeping car.
Yeah.
Carrie... The luggage car.
Yeah.
This must be killing
all
you.
All the say. Names. That just
gosh, it is. It's not. It's not. It's not. It's not my favorite time.
Yeah.
Yeah. Second favorite time.
Mm. Yeah.
So there's Pearl decides to go with Greaseball, who is the diesel train. Dinah is kind of Greaseball's partner, so Dinah, out of jealousy, goes with Electra, who is the electric train, and Rusty, in his race, loses. Fortunately, Rusty has a mentor figure who also competes in a race and qualifies for the final. His mentor figure is called, I think, Popper. In later versions, it's called Mama because they wanted to make it a female character instead.
Yeah, yeah.
And so she, unfortunately, wears herself out. So Rusty takes her place in the final. So these three engines all make it to the final. And in the first run of the final, the carriage that Rusty finds sabotages him. Dun, dun, dun. And Electra and Diesel tie. So a rerun of the race is held. And if you want to find out what happens, you'll have to go and see the show or read the Wikipedia summary.
Or listen to it.
That too.
I don't
So that's a very broad.
You do.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All
yeah.
Right.
So that's
if you listen for the metaphors, Miranda, you find out who wins.
Yes.
I think you just find out that there is a light at the end of the tunnel.
Oh, that. So those are the very
also
broad,
a metaphor?
Broad strokes.
Of it's the usually show. A metaphor for dying. So.
Or that.
Or
the
hope.
Tough, yeah, the tough yeah, times okay. are about to end.
All right, yeah, good. Yeah, no, it's a metaphor for that too. Yeah.
So I think there's like a lot of interesting things to talk about in the show with regards to whether or not it would be made today, and also to do with the many, many revisions and changes the show has had.
Yeah.
The original version ran for a few years and then it got changed again. There was an album called The New Starlight Express, and that cast recording features a lot of songs added and a lot of songs changed and some songs removed, as well as some characters removed altogether. And the original show was very much a product of its time, in that it had a kind of rap and hip hop that was very 80s. A couple of the songs are very based on 80s pop. So when it was redone in the 90s, those songs were tuned up for, I guess, 90s pop. Like a lot of Locomotion changed from something cute and cute and bouncy to something that sounds like the Pussycat Dolls. So
It got a bit sexier
and a bit less subtle as well. So
my
the 90s were less subtle than the 80s,
yes,
which means now we're just no metaphors.
It's just like, and then the trains got it on.
That's yeah, cool. It's also interesting in that of the three trains, the diesel train, the electric train, and the steam train. A steam train uses coal, which is not particularly great for the environment. A diesel train also uses like fuel, which is not particularly good for the environment. And the electro train, which is all hip and cool these days, is probably the bad guy in the show, or one of the two bad guys. So the electric train does not win. He gets a big comeuppance at the end and has a huge tantrum and then skates off. And it's the little steam train that is just chewing through coal is the hero of the show. And the final song goes, it says like, I forget the exact lyrics, but it praises steam and it's like, steam will have a second coming. And it's like...
Well, what else are we going to do with all the coal that we're not using in our power stations anymore?
Yes. So.
Wow.
Yeah. So I've had all of this awakening that well, you're going through as well. Yeah. It's nice to see.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
That's complicated because it's sort of trying to say you don't have to be the newest, biggest, strongest, fastest, meanest thing to be the hero. Correct. Which is why you're supposed to like the rusty old steam
this rusty
engine.
The
literally
main
rusty,
character.
Yeah,
literally named Rusty.
Call me Rusty if you must.
Sometimes, yeah, you need to throw the rusty things away and embrace change.
Yeah.
Sometimes.
So
maybe the message is just a little bit outdated, but we can talk about that
later.
We're
going to have trouble in our lessons we learned section.
Oh, yes.
So through all the revisions, because it has been running in Bochum for so long.
Germany.
Yes. Thank you.
The two things that Germany loves are Starlight Express and David Hasselhoff.
I was really scared then.
Well, okay.
How long did you think I was?
And sausage. Yeah.
Sausage.
Like sausage
and pretzels,
me too,
and beer. So there's five things. It's been changed like every so often, and like new people have written things and songs have been cut.
Yeah, it's been tweaked and changed.
So this is new people adding stuff. It's not ALW going.
ALWs.
Well, last year, 2018, he attended a charity event there. And found the show unrecognizable and vowed that he would shut it down unless he could get it back to its roots.
I don't think that's going
to
happen.
So Andrew Lloyd Webber has gone to Germany and said, what the hell is this?
Exactly.
You changed my show.
Yes.
Put it back the way it is or give it back to me and I'll update it for you.
The choreographer also thought it was extremely sexist, which if you're familiar with the original show is really saying something.
Yeah. So basically he went away, he wrote some new material and workshops, some performances in London, and then they shut it down for a month to rehearse the new show, and then they're back up and running again.
Well, they never... had to, well, clearly he didn't pull the rights. Clearly he wasn't that mad.
No. He went and he reworked the show with the new staff.
But he was like, keep going. Yeah. I've just got to fix this. With
cut
a different
all
cut.
Of this here.
But it also meant like a lot of the costumes were redesigned. I think because it's in Germany, they retranslated it. To be better and so new sound and lighting and
How does UNCOUP LED work in German?
Quite
it's
easily.
It's just translated into a German word.
But what's the German word for uncoupled?
I do not know. I do not know the German.
You're the one
word
with the
uncoupled.
Laptop and research capabilities.
I just wanted to say, I'm going to exclude Tim from this quiz because I'm pretty sure you know.
Sure.
In the reworked version, they have renamed the British train and the Japanese train. Can you tell me what you think that they've renamed them to? Now, keep in mind that they are technically meant to be less politically incorrect.
Okay, so they renamed the German one and the...
No, the British one and the Japanese one.
The Japanese one.
Yeah.
The British one. Mm-hmm. They're both male.
It doesn't say, but yes. Yeah. Keep in mind the British one's very topical and the Japanese one's very stereotypical.
Okay, I can't answer this question because it might just go.
Is the Japanese
place.
One named like Kawasaki or something?
It's named manga or manga.
Manga.
You want to be Australian?
Manga's fine. Yeah.
It's the Japanese style of animation.
Yeah,
I'm okay with that.
Japanese comics.
Yes. Oh, sorry. Yes. Yeah.
Yep.
And the British train is named Brexit.
What?
Playing in Germany. Come see it, guys.
Wow.
Incidentally, in the show, it's the British train that breaks down and doesn't even make the starting block.
Yeah.
Brexit. I get it.
Yeah.
So I do have the German word for uncoupled.
Oh, what's the German word for uncoupled?
That's an interesting pronunciation. Close. Abgekoppelt.
I'm sorry, what?
Would you like?
Abgekoppelt.
You're a cop out.
So does it fit in the rhythm if you spell it?
You ain't
seen it. No, it's just got a lot more letters.
L-A-D.
A-B-G-E-K-O-P-P-E-L-T. Like a lot more letters.
Wow. Okay. Yeah. Well, I'm sure Andrew fixed it, so it's fine.
All right. Well,
shall we move on
to the lessons we've learned?
Talked about this for a long time.
I did just want to quickly touch on the song that you mentioned.
There's me.
Yes. So in the show, it's sung by a character called CB, which stands for the red. He's the red caboose. The caboose is the thing on the end of the train. It's the breaking carriage.
It's a butt.
Yeah, that's basically it.
It's a caboose. Butt.
And in it, he sings this really nice song like, I'll be there and I'll be there, you'll see, there's me. It's really nice and sweet. It's so touching.
Please don't be a metaphor.
No.
I've been singing it wrong.
No. It's... he's the villain of the show.
Oh, stop it!
He's a psychotic murdering killing train who enjoys crashing the trains that he couples.
This would be why I enjoy singing it.
So
I found it.
When the kind of reprise happens, it's always like, "I'll be there." Like you'll look behind. There's me. Like,
oh damn! Oh well. Yeah. Sounds really good in a soprano voice.
No, it's a really nice, fun, pleasant song that's just reprised later as like, I'm going to kill you.
A murdery song.
Yeah.
So much. The only thing that we haven't mentioned that I do enjoy on numerous recordings
all over it.
Is the narrator in this show, which is...
Playing
with his train set. Yeah.
Is so that a metaphor?
No, that's actually what the show is. So the entire thing is the kid playing with his train set.
That's
and
what
you
it
occasionally
is.
Hear him.
That's creepy.
Over. It's like, free of metaphor because it's the framing device.
Yeah. Calling all race trains. Calling all race trains.
And on any given soundtrack of this show, that is the most annoying voice in the soundtrack, which is saying a lot because the trains, some of them have some really weird character voices.
Like,
somehow that little kid every time, Anyway, now that I've had that moment to get that off my chest, perhaps we should talk about what we've learned about trains. Starlight Express has taught me many things. Actually, it hasn't really.
It's taught me something.
It's
taught me that some shows exist only to be pun delivery systems.
And this show is a massive one.
This is like, this show only got as far as it did because there are just insert more puns, please.
No. Here's a pun and there's a pun.
Find another pun, another train-related pun. Well, write a song about it. Put it in the show. Find a way to make it work. Find another train-related pun and put it in the show too. Yeah.
I hear the point that you're making, but I do think it's not the only reason it's done so well. It's a gimmick musical.
Oh, no. It's not the reason it's done so well. I think the reason it's done so well is the reason Cats done so well is that it's very simple and flashy and you can
buy
into it. The premise is. Like it's about a train race.
Mm.
Like everyone can get that and then it's what all the production elements add on top of it.
Deep conflict.
But if you took all the puns out of this show,
Not love.
You wouldn't have
nothing left.
Anything left.
Yeah.
You'd just have a kid playing with a train set.
Yeah, you wouldn't have any songs, any names.
Yeah, a lot of locomotion is almost entirely puns and subtext. Like the
true. Much like Kylie Minogue song Locomotion. It's like I write for the show.
Did anyone else learn anything?
I learned the gimmicks work. You gotta get a gimmick if you want to get a head.
Don't start the gypsy rant again because that's great times. I literally just learned that a song I have been singing for years and thought was a very tender, loving song is actually a villain song. You learn something new every day.
Again, life imitates art virtually.
I mean, listening to this through the whole way again, because it's been a long time since when I first became obsessed with musical theatre, you're like, oh, Andrew Lloyd Webber, I should go listen to all of his stuff.
Yeah, I'll consume everything.
And you do. I like some things more than others. Mm-hmm. This was one of the things I only listened to once because why would I want to listen to it again? Mm-hmm. Thank it's you, musicals cute. Talking
I like the music in it.
It's cute.
You're allowed to. Yeah. I don't particularly.
Like puns.
And listening to
and
it.
And yet Xana don't. Poor bangers.
Don't bring up Xana don't.
Yeah. Xana don't is a flawless masterpiece and I will fight you until you're dead.
Sorry, we just need to get back to the show we're actually talking about, please.
Yeah, Starlight Express. Listening to it again, like it really like feels to me like Andrew Lloyd Webber had a little bit of fun with LSD in the 80s.
Yes.
I think it just sounds like he had a little bit of fun. Well, like it's just
on
a fun
LSD
show.
In the 80s.
I don't think he was on LSD. I think he went, Cats, what's next?
Trains.
I think this came before Cats.
Planes, trains and automobiles.
Did it?
I don't know.
I don't have the dates in front of me.
I mean, I'm not a professional.
Zane will look it up.
Cool.
What did you learn, Tim?
I learned that it's sometimes shows should just be left either left alone and not touched, or if you do have to remake it, remake it entirely for the times rather than trying to do like little constant patch-up jobs here, there, here, there, here, there. It's also worth seeing a show that is only a product of its time. It would not possibly get made today because there's a lot of problematic stuff in there that if you examine it and if you listen to it, it's like, this isn't really good. And I'm pretty sure the subtext is that train eats up his train partner and that's not too nice either.
I mean, that also like a lot of Rogers and Hammerstein is out by that kind of definition as well.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
But we did change it.
So Cats was released in 1981.
Oh, yeah.
Starlight Express, Cats 1984.
Yeah.
Starlight Express. I just love the song, There's a Light at the End of the... Because it's so...
Yeah.
It's such a great, hopeful, joyous ending.
About using coal.
About using coal, man.
Yeah.
I don't look at it like that. I look at it as, like we were saying before, I feel like the message is supposed to be, just because you're old doesn't mean you don't have value anymore.
Yes,
you
correct. Know, that is, you know, one of the messages
the traditional
of the
ways are okay, but yeah.
But don't.
In the modern context, I can see how that's actually a really odd message to want to portray.
Yeah.
So if we were making a train musical on roller skates or inline skates, I suppose would be these days.
It would be a Pixar production.
It would it?
Mm.
Yeah, it would be Cars but trains.
I mean, we do Disney on Ice a lot.
On stage. Oh, Starlight Express on ice would
that's
work
been
beautifully.
Done.
Has it?
It has.
Oh, sorry, I'm looking at it. It's right in front of my face. 1997.
Yes. Look at this great idea I just came up with on
sorry.
The internet.
United States, the really useful co.
Yep.
It toured United States from September 97 until October 97.
And closed halfway through its season.
It failed to find an audience.
That's a very kind way of putting it.
Oh, that's really sad.
That is sad.
I think I just realized I'm pretty sure my mum saw it in Brisbane.
Yes, in 1988.
Correct. I mean,
bicentennial year.
Yes, it was.
Well, Expo 88 might as well be
Expo 88 and Starlight Express. Big
what
times.
A year.
So that was part of the Topan Australia tour. And so started in Tokyo, did one more city in Japan, and then came and did all the major cities in Australia. Well, a few of
them. Tasmania missed out.
Yeah.
It's the only one. Though.
Yeah, it finished in Perth. Yeah, so
where did it? Where does anyone know where it used for Brisbane? Did it
Boondle.
Boondle, Brisbane Art.
Yeah, it was there for 2 weeks.
The entertainment center.
That's what I mean. Brisbane Entertainment Center.
Well, see, that's a big venue. Like, it that's doesn't need venue. To play long because no. that's huge. That's not like being in a theater. It's a massive stadium arena.
Well, you need a big stadium arena for all the skating tracks.
Yeah. Cool time.
Yeah. Some cool trivia related to that is that for all of the fast racing, there was stunt races and cast races. So the singing and the performing was done by person A, and there was a tunnel in the set, and the cast race in and the stunt cast race out.
Which that the stunt makes cast a lot then of sense. Do
all the flippy flip trick. And they race back in into the tunnel, and the
cast come out.
Yes.
Which I think I have seen. I think I've seen something like that on YouTube because I went, "How did that person get there though?" That quick.
Okay.
Which makes a lot of sense because I don't think I could move that fast and sing at the same time.
Yeah, that's actually another interesting thing about why it's so hard to stage, because in normal musical theatre you have to find a triple threat who can sing, dance and act. In this, sing, dance, act and roller skate. So
I mean, I'll think about it.
Act, dance on roller skates.
Sing, act, dance on roller skates.
Yeah.
And when a couple of the roles are written for older performers with more mature voices, it's especially hard to find
skaters.
Yes, who can also skate. So
don't worry, you have plenty of young people that are constantly cast.
They're probably all in Germany now, aren't they?
Yeah.
Really?
So,
all of those skater performers.
Julie, have you mentioned Jane Krakowski yet?
I haven't, but it just brings me so much joy.
That so
makes me so happy.
Jane Krakowski was not the original, but she was Dinah.
Yes, Broadway Dinah.
On Broadway.
Yeah.
And
the Dolly Parton car.
Mm-hmm. And Ashley was at some point portrayed by Andrea McCarty. Now, does
I'm
anyone?
Clicking.
No, I know.
Yeah.
Miranda, do you know? Do you know?
You're looking at me like I really should, but I'm so bad with names.
She's the original Annie. She originated Annie in Annie.
This is coming up a lot recently, this Annie business.
Boo.
All right. Anything else we've learned?
Trains
are really cool.
Look, I learned that Germany loves this show.
Yeah, it's had 30 years.
They also love David Hasselhoff. Like, I mean, let's put it into context.
Germany, what's the go?
So the Germans like to clap on the one and the three, and in all the David Hasselhoff songs, you can clap on the one and the three.
I think you can clap on the one and the three on any song.
Yes, but you shouldn't. Like, it lines up more in the Hoff's songs.
The only other lesson,
I will test this out.
The only other lesson I've learned is a sassy one.
A sassy lesson.
Oh dear. I have learned
sass lessons
that Andrew Lloyd Webber does not know what a whistle is and what rap is.
Oh yes, that's an excellent point to dive into.
Please explain on both counts.
Because in the song "He Whistled at Me,"
woo woo,
there is no whistling. They just go woo woo woo. Oh,
that's a train whistle. Goes woo woo.
There's nobody can do it like a steam train.
And also, in the song called "The Rap,"
oh yeah,
there's no rap.
Yeah.
There is just speaking.
Yes,
it is just speaking. It's not rap, even by 1980s standards.
Yeah,
I'm not holding it to Lin-Manuel Miranda standards.
Would you like to change the title to "The Recitative"? Would that make you happier?
I would.
The rhythmic speaking
has spoken words to music.
Sure. Just don't call it the rap.
The slam poem.
Just call it something to do with the lyrics rather than trying to be cool.
Would it qualify as a slam poem?
No, even
so
then.
Which one did you listen to? Because there's two versions of the rap. There's the original
cast. Let me
bring
up my Spotify.
Is one more rappy than the other?
Yes.
Zane probably listened to the other one.
Okay.
No, I listened to...
Has Andrew Lloyd Webber ever successfully rapped?
Oh, he's very old and British. I wouldn't expect
I thought you were going to say very old and brittle.
I listened to the original cast recording.
Okay.
Oh, do you mean the original soundtrack?
No, the original cast recording.
That's a throwback to last week's episode. Thanks, Julie.
And a couple of other episodes where I've reprimanded you for saying soundtrack instead of cast recording.
So the original cast recording has the better rap, I'm sad to say. So the revamped one, so the new Starlight Express sounds even more 80s and painful than
all right. One.
It's a product of its time.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Absolutely. I'm still going to hold it against it because even the 1980s had, like, the 1980s bred rap. Like, the rap comes from 80s.
Yeah, but it feels like that's them trying to put that in the show to be like, we're hip and cool to what everything else is happening. Like, if Cats had been made later,
I think it's kind of the Andrew Lloyd Webber saying, oh, people like this, I'm going to put it in a show.
Yes.
Yeah. Much like Sondheim did with the witches rapping Into the Woods.
That's my favourite part of that.
That's more of a rap than this is.
I mean, I mean, I had my doubts when Meryl Streep started, but I really came around.
Yeah. Okay, good. At least someone did.
Yeah. Okay, let's talk cast. Are you ready? Are you ready for this?
Sure.
Who are we putting on skates?
Well, all of the characters in the show are all just kind of huge stereotypes, so it just makes sense to grab, like, a famous thing and put them
like
in there.
Like, make Dolly Parton diner.
Exactly.
Dolly Parton car.
So for the Dolly Parton character, cast Dolly Parton. For the Elektra character, cast David Bowie. Oh, yeah, Elektra is a kind of a bisexual electric train, so that's – he's very –
He's futuristic.
Is this at a time when bisexuals were futuristic?
No.
Yes, it was.
Yes. So, they were just mysterious.
Well,
and
no,
because no
this
do
was
them.
In his. This came out around the time of, I think, Bowie's Ziggy Stardust phase.
Yes.
And the costume
is designed very Ziggy Stardust.
Oh, God, yes. And so, like, put David Bowie as Elektra. I'd put Elvis or young Elvis or some high school jock, Zac Efron. as Greaseball. Rusty and Pearl can be whatever young teen people are successful.
Shouldn't
right
Rusty
now.
Be an old?
No, Rusty's
older?
Young. Rusty's
but he's
young.
Rusty already.
No, he's young.
He's old technology.
No, he's the youngest person
this is
in the
so
show.
Confusing.
Except for Pearl, I think.
How could he be Rusty already then?
I don't know.
Because his parents were Rusty. I don't know.
yeah, where's that on there?
Probably for
who voiced Lightning McQueen in Cars?
Oh, Owen Wills?
Oh, yeah. That's
no,
not great
thank
casting.
You.
Yeah, no. I regret that
idea.
Oh,
Skylar. I wouldn't mind seeing Skylar Astin as Rusty then.
Yeah, that'd be fine.
Okay.
Who
would you put as Popper or the, like, old soul train?
Morgan Freeman.
What if it were a lady? What if it were a mama?
Maggie Smith.
Oh, yes.
On roller skates.
That sounds
Maggie Smith on roller skates.
Like a violently bad idea.
Well, no. I think they wouldn't be on roller skates. They would be in a wheelchair.
Oh no.
I don't think we can do that.
Yeah. Why? Why can't we not do that?
See, I'm picturing a Zimmer frame rolling in now and like trying to turn on the course.
I just want you to understand how different a pair of roller skates and a wheelchair are
the way they move. An electric wheelchair so that it has its own choreographed moves.
No, I'm just going to sit. Just can't do it.
Look, I'm not going to apologize for being ahead of the times in terms of wheelchair choreography.
And you shouldn't have to.
We've come so far since Elphaba's sister thing and her wheelchair choreography.
Nessa.
Well, if they need to be on roller skates, it can't be anyone actually elderly. So who would you put in?
Are you saying Maggie Smith? would not be able to skate her way through.
I'm saying Maggie Express. Smith would not, yes.
Audra McDonald.
Rude. No, it's the wrong voice type.
I just wanted to see that. Sorry.
She can play a high schooler. Thank you very much. More than Zac Bloody Efron can.
Zac Bloody Efron.
I'm just saying that for effect.
I just wanted to see that.
Very effective.
Oh, I'm really sorry the audience couldn't see it.
Nathan Lane probably has enough pep left in him.
Pep.
Yeah.
To just roll up pep and say left some lines in and him. Get dragged off.
What a great way to describe someone. Pep left in him.
Yeah.
Can I put
Harvey Fierstein and have a go?
Yeah.
For sure.
And he's got a recognisable voice.
Why don't we throw in, what is his name? Mandy John Patinkin.
Lithgow? Oh, Mandy.
Oh.
Hello, my name is Inigo Montoya. You derailed my father. Prepare to die.
Pearl, who am I thinking for Pearl?
That's a Fran Drescher.
Megan Hilty, thank you.
Yeah, she'd be a good Pearl.
Magic. I did it.
It's like our brains are one.
I mean, if we're taking age into account in a cast that does have David Bowie in it.
And Elvis.
Two very hard to cast people.
Difficult to cast. Like Dolly Parton would probably also have trouble with roller skates. So I feel Megan Hilty would be a good diner.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Yeah. I can see that.
But like, she would also be a great Pearl.
Okay. Yeah. Well, then age into account, who would you put as Electra, the David Bowie train?
Who?
Neil Patrick Harris.
No.
No, I wouldn't.
The guy that played the original Hedwig, or Neil Patrick Harris,
yes,
who played Hedwig.
Michael C. Hall?
No, Neil Patrick Harris did play Hedwig, and Michael C. Hall came in after Neil Patrick Harris.
Oh, sorry.
But I think the original Hedwig would be perfect for it because he's definitely got a Bowie feel about him.
Yeah, and it's the same sort of character-ish sort of.
Yeah.
Question. Who does the rap?
Oh, the rap is by, okay, so there's some trucks. Well, it depends which version.
Oh, it says The Company on this list. That's not helpful.
Yeah, it's mainly either the Hoppers or the Boxies, I think. The Hoppers, Boxies, or the Trucks, one of the three.
Mm. John but Cameron Mitchell is the original Hedwig's name. Sorry, John.
Okay.
I forgot your name.
Sorry, John.
All right, I'm done with casting. Anybody else?
Yep, I'm good.
I'm good. Okay, we're going to do top five lists. Top five roller skate musicals. It's this one and The Rink, right?
How many songs in The Rink are actually on skates?
Probably none of them.
It's mostly it's not about skating. It's about like the ownership of a rink, isn't it?
Yeah, but surely someone's
Xanadu.
I always forget three. About Xanadu. So it's in the top five then. Good.
I think top five shows about non-human casts.
Yeah.
There isn't a human in the cast.
Anthropomorphic sized shows. Yeah. There's like cats and this.
Top five shows in Germany.
Oh, gosh.
Can't fault that.
It's this one and the David Hasselhoff version of Jekyll and Hyde.
Oh, that is a...
That's a red hot mess. That's what that is.
Oh, sorry to all our German listeners.
Bless.
If you are from Germany or in Germany listening to our podcast, hello, firstly, but also write in and let us know if you've seen the world's longest running production of Starlight Express.
Please do. I haven't been able to find any, to be fair, I haven't dug very deep, but I haven't found any reviews of the new version, the new Andrew Lloyd Webber version. Not only German people watch it, and I can read some German sometimes. Okay. I'd love a review.
Yeah.
Top five dangerous musicals? Like I heard last week you had Bring It On and you said that was one under turn off the dark. I'd say this is almost about the same.
Just sort of on a life-threatening level.
Well, like, you've got people
dangerous
racing.
Choreography.
Yeah, you know, exactly.
I mean, no one's dead yet.
Yeah, but like if
touch
you...
Wood. If no you... one's dead yet, Touchwood. But I wonder how many ankles have not survived the show.
Yeah.
Because if you have a look at some of the clips of the choreo, they do really fast stuff.
Oh, like, yeah.
There's no margin for error in some of these tricks. So I'd say there's been at least one or two injuries in their time.
I learned that exposure therapy does not cure my aversion to puns.
I don't think we've tested it enough yet. We're going to have to keep going
this
on this.
Show did a lot. Did it? It tried. It tried hard. Like just like every second sentence was a new pun.
Yeah.
Oh, Zane.
I listened to the whole
top
thing.
Top five punny shows then.
Probably.
Yeah.
Yeah. Probably. There are a few that are high up that list, but yeah, probably the most puns per minute.
What are the other shows?
I'm not going to tell you.
PPM.
Dear Zane, what shows are torture for you to listen to? I just for
no
reasons. I've no vested interest in torturing you.
I do.
Yeah.
Top five shows with weird stereotypes. Because there's like the British train, all of these trains.
Yeah, it is weird. Top five shows set in a child's brain.
That's a very good one.
Can't think of another. I guess, are there any like storybook musicals that are like someone's being told a story and it turns into a musical?
Technically, Elf is presented like that.
Yeah, I guess. Because, yeah, like this is just kind of a framing technique.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is that not Into the Woods? The narrator is reading.
Yeah, I guess, but it's not like it's not in
Joseph
someone's...
and the Technicolor Dreamcoat.
I don't. Oh, okay. So we're just is it a Lloyd Webber thing?
I don't know.
Where does this sit in the Lloyd Webber canon for all of you? Is it close to the top?
Look, it's nowhere near Cats.
I definitely give him. Some
like
points.
Up or down?
It's further up from Cats into the good books.
I give him a few points for originality of concept, even if
it came from Thomas
pulled
the Tank
it from
Engine.
Other places. Actually, you know, taking that and putting framing it in this way and putting it on stage and creating those characters.
I think in the Lloyd Webber canon, it's so for me, it's definitely a guilty pleasure, and I can totally see all the flaws. Believe me, it's like there's so much to pull apart and tear it to shreds. But I don't think it's that bad, all things considered. I mean, like, it wouldn't exist today, but I think in the Lloyd Webber canon, it's definitely in the top half.
Is it top five? This is what I'm asking you, Tim.
How big is the Lloyd Webber canon?
Honestly, you can put it on your own personal top five if you want.
Oh, yeah, it's in my own personal. It's in my own personal top five with the asterisks. And a big arrow saying guilty pleasure.
Yeah. If you came up to me on the street and said, Julie, I have a ticket for Evita or I have a ticket for Starlight Express. And I really like Evita just because I'm old like that. I think I would pick Starlight Express for the staging. It's more interesting to watch. Maybe because a little bit of Schadenfreude, like the German in me, wants to see someone slip and fall.
Or maybe just the German in you wants to see Starlight Express.
Maybe that's it.
Calling you home.
Honestly. Wow. Yeah, because honestly, I...
What does the German in you say?
I would pick Cats over this show. Yeah. It's tough for me to listen to. It's impressive to watch. It's really impressive to watch, but I find it really hard to listen
to. What about with a pair of noise-cancelling headphones on?
Why do I want to watch a musical with noise-cancelling headphones on, Julie?
Well, I think
you're being forced to. It's me forcing you to.
No, thank you.
Julie, stop it. Just stop forcing.
I think
anyone.
That the music of Cats is definitely better than music of Starlight, but I think Starlight is a much better story.
Yes,
has a story.
Yeah, it has
and
a story.
To watch it, I
and
think
the production
it's also
is better. But I yeah, it's just yep. It's a bit of a struggle for me, mostly because of the puns.
Yes, it, yeah. The
fair enough, Zane. Fair enough. All right. Well, we've done our lessons. We've cast the show. We've talked top fives. Last call, Starlight Express.
I've got nothing.
I have a lot of things, but you don't want to hear them.
I would love to hear them, but unfortunately we are out of time. It's time to say goodbye.
Aww.
Bye.
There is a light at the end of the tunnel. We've come to it. Here it is. It's Tim. Yay. Thank you very much for coming on, Tim Gawn. Who are you? Where can we find you if we're looking for you? You know, just to
you
say hey.
You can find me backstage in most theatres around Brisbane at one time or another, or in the bio box of a show you're seeing.
Okay, I'm going to check.
Yes, please
every
do.
Every time I see a show. Is there a Tim? Do I have a Tim? If I don't have a Tim, I'm going to be sorely disappointed.
Okay.
So be at every show I see. Thank you very
That's
much
quite
for coming
the itinerary
on.
To keep.
Just, I'm not even going to tell you where I'm going. Just be there. So we're done for today. I think we've made it.
We've made it.
Woo! That was a fun one. I enjoyed talking Starlight Express.
It's fun.
Yeah, interesting. It didn't go off the rails too much. Yeah.
Off the rails.
Suckers!
Suffer! Oh, you've waited all episode to use that sound effect.
I could have used it so many times. I was being nice because it's a punny show. Let it roll.
Thank you, Zane.
They roll because no, got
look,
wheels.
They don't roll.
They do.
Don't make me. I will turn this podcast around.
Well, thank you very much for listening. If you want to find us on the interwebs, you can in all of the places. We are Musicals Taught Me Everything I Know and in most socials. Check us out on Facebook, Twitter. We've got an Instagram.
We do have an Instagram.
That's exciting for us. If you haven't yet subscribed, so to all our new German listeners who have popped on for this special German edition.
Hello.
Hello. That's not German. Wow, we've just lost them all already. I'm sorry. But feel free to subscribe, rate and review on iTunes or your podcatcher of choice. And if you would like to support us, Tim, the world in general, become a patron of the arts. Go to patreon.com/musicals taught me everything I know. A couple of bucks a month and you will keep us going. You it's will true. Feed our steam trains, if you will. I tried too hard.
You tried too hard. It didn't quite get there.
Was that a metaphor?
No. No, just.
But our patrons do get a monthly bonus episode.
Yes, they do.
And some stuff I'm severely behind on.
Yes, a lot of that. But yeah, we love talking to our patrons as well. So every now and then we'll put a poll up there and you get to talk to us on there if you don't want to talk to us in public on social media.
Yeah, but either way, we'd love to hear from you. Tell us what you're listening to. Tell us what you've seen lately and feel free to let us know if there's a show you'd like us to cover. So thank you very much for listening. My name is Miranda Selwood and my hosts at the table with me today.
Zancy Weber.
Julie Eisentrager.
And our very special guest. Thank you for coming in. Tim Gawn.
Thank you for having me.
Let's go. Happy musicals, people.
Bye.
Bye. Bye, everybody.
Of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.